Welcome to the newest Weekly Freak. I'm Jacqueline Pirtle, your host, and you can find me at freakyhealer.com. I want to highlight something that actually I get asked a lot, and it also, you know, it applies to me too. And it is about being in a busy world where everyone hustles and there's so much to do, so many events, so many phone calls, so many people to meet, so many things and opportunities and whatnot. How do you stay true to yourself in a sense of how do you say no to things and how do you say yes to things and how do you decide which things you're gonna let slip without, you know, then later, because a lot of times we're like, well, I really don't want to go, but if I don't go, I could miss something, and what do I do? There's so many things that, and so many opportunities and events and people and all that, and it's always buzzing everywhere, right? It's busy. So how do you decide what to say yes to and what to say no to? Because if you say yes to everything, you get exhausted. It's exhausting, you know. Also, then you're not weeding out what's not for you, meaning that it leaves you not just exhausted, but it also leaves you kind of gunked up, right? So with just stuff that's not fitting for you. If you don't say yes, then you may miss out on something. You may miss out on something that actually would have been for you. And that actually is that somewhat pressure that we put on ourselves, right? We gotta do, because who knows, right? Who knows, I might meet that person. Who knows, I might make that connection. Who knows? And out of that, we go do all the time. And what does that create? Well, first of all, this whole, if I don't go, then maybe I miss out, that really creates pressure. And there's no truth to that. It also then makes you go, but you go out of fear, not out of your heart and alignment that you say, oh, I want to go. This is amazing. I'm so excited. This is for me. That way of going is incredible. And you will exactly, you know, meet whoever you need to meet. You will get the opportunity, whatever is out there for you, from that energy. When you go do stuff, it's incredibly potent. I cannot even, you know, put it into words. It's amazing. There's always that matchup, right? Have you ever gone somewhere and it's like, wow, I'm so glad I went? Well, the energy that you went there was all aligned. Now, then there comes this where you say, oh, I don't really want to go. Shall I go? Shall I not go? Right? That's what I want to talk about. How do you decide, yes, you're going to go or not, you're not going to go? How do you realize, is it coming from you just being lazy? You know, we all are lazy and don't want to go out again or whatnot. I don't want to go. Or is it because it's not for me? No, I don't want to go because it's not for me. Because a lot of times we're questioning this and we're like, I don't really want to go, but should I not go? That's when you gotta ask yourself, if I don't go, will I miss it later? For instance, you know how many times when you want to go exercise or something and you're like, oh, I'm just so tired, I don't know, I don't want to go. Will you miss it later if you don't go? Most likely you will, meaning that it's absolutely necessary for you to go. It's just you're, you know, lazy or tired or whatnot. You're talking yourself out of going, but not because it's not for you. If you say, I don't want to go work out, would I miss it later? If I don't go, would I be happy later and then not look back and say, oh, I should have gone? If that's the case, you can say, oh, totally not. I'm going to be so good that I didn't go ever. That's perfect. Then it's the right decision to not go. So instead of going deep into the, you know, into the event and figure things out, shall I go, shall I not go and all that, and why should I not go and why should I, all you can say is, well, if I don't go, will I look back in a couple hours and say, ooh, I should have gone? You know, like going to the beach, for instance. If I don't go to the beach on the weekends, I will look back on Monday and say, oh my gosh, I didn't go and I really miss it because I relax at the beach all the time. So it's clear when I wake up in the morning, I don't want to get out of bed to go to the beach that day. I am going to go because I know that I will miss it, right? Yet when there is an event, for instance, so there's, you know, three events in one day and you don't know which one to pick, go from event to event, you know, research a little bit and then say, if I don't go, will I look back later and say, I should have gone, I'm so sad I didn't go? Because then you need to go, you know. But if you say, actually, no, I will not. I would just kind of go because I have to go. But later, I will not look back if I don't go and think, oh, I should have gone. Then you shouldn't go because it's not right for you. It's not in alignment with you. And truthfully, you know, to be true to yourself. Sure, sometimes at work, we have to go to things anyway. But those you won't even think about, should I go or shouldn't I go? Because you're already saying, well, I should go because I need to go. It's my job. It belongs to who I am. I'm a professionalism. I'm going. Even though I don't want to go, I'm going. That one, you don't even have to think about it. You already know you're going because it has to be that way. But all the other times when you think, should I go? Should I not go? I don't want to. I'm not sure if I want to go. What don't? Ask yourself the question instead of going back and forth. That just gets you deeper into not knowing. No, just say, well, I have this event, I'm unsure, that's good. So if I don't go, will I later think I should have gone? And if the answer is yes, then you absolutely do need to go. You have to. Then it's just, you know, you talk yourself out of it, so talk yourself back into it. And if it is that you are saying, no, if I don't go, actually, I will not even, because I'm going to rather do that thing, the other thing, and I'm going to be so happy that way, then don't go, because then you know that it's not in alignment with what's right for you. So that should actually give you really simple answers. It's easy, instead of, you know, talking yourself through and making yourself feel guilty and bad and then still go and creating all this pressure and unhappiness. It's not needed, you know. Hustling is okay as long as it's aligned, you know. And in a world now where it's so fast, there's so much to do, so much do, it's important to get choosy so you're not exhausted. It's also important to get choosy so you're staying true to who you really are, because you don't want to get gunked up, you know, with stuff that's not for you. Because I tell you what, you are you, you're very unique, you're incredibly talented and really beautiful and special, and you are such an incredible nature. And it's important that you nourish that with stuff that's aligned for you, so you don't have to go weed out, you know? Because when you get gunked up, then it's just, then you get a headache, or you get physical symptoms, or you're emotionally drained, whatnot, and that adds to the exhaustion, and that is not helping you, and it's not helping the whole world. It's not even helping that event that you'd still go, even if it's not right for you. So, tell you what, ask the question, if I don't go, will I miss it later? Will I later think, oh, I really should have gone. I'm sad I didn't go. That kind of stuff. And if the answer is yes, go. Make yourself go. If the answer is nope, I'm actually good, then don't go. And just, you know, with professionalism and kindness, say, nope, I'm not gonna do this. This is not for me. I can't make it. All good, but I wish you guys the most fun ever. So, and that way you will make decisions that are actually right for you. And that, I tell you what, is like kudos to you, because we need more people in the world that actually do what's right for them, because that creates happy people, and that happiness you share and spread with the whole wide world. So I hope you take this to heart. I hope you're gonna let me know at info@freakyhealer.com what this does for you. I hope you enjoy the shift and catch all the other episodes of the Weekly Freak. They're really, really potent. And you can find me at freakyhealer.com, my books, my programs for corporations, individuals, my book reading events too. You can find them all there. Contact me. And this is Jacqueline from freakyhealer.com. And I'll talk to you next time, next week, in the next new Weekly Freak.